Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah also deals with neighbors who have fields of grain. And Hamakif es chaver mishlosh ruchosav. If somebody surrounds his friend's field from three directions, three sides of his friend's field is in the middle, and he has three fields on all three of the four sides. The gadar es rishona, and the one who's on the outside makes a geder of the first, between the first field and his friend's field, vesa shnia in the second field, vesa shlishas in the third field. Ein mechayven oso. We do not obligate the friend in the middle to pay anything towards the building of those walls. And that's because we're dealing with a bicka, we're dealing with a field of grain where it was not the minhag to build a wall. Therefore, the person on the outside who built the wall, that was up to him. We can't obligate the person in the middle. Now, Rabbi Yossi points out that if amad v'gadar is a revius, if the person on the outside were to get up and to make a fence even on the fourth side that's between him and his friend, then megaglin olav esakol, then we require the friend, the person at the middle field, to pay for all four fences, because now his field is completely surrounded and he has a bona fide fence that he's benefiting from. It's not a fence just simply that's between him and his friend, but it's a fence that protects him from anything from the outside. And therefore he's obligated to help and pay for the entire fence. Now, in reality, the Tanakhama would agree to this as well, that if he does the fourth fence, then he should have to pay also towards all the fences. However, the Tanakhama maintains that the person in the inside only has to pay for what would be the lowest level of fence, the lowest possible level, just something made out of sticks. But according to Rabbi Yossi, the person in the middle has to pay 50% of the wall that was actually built, even if it was a more expensive wall. That's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. I should mention that there is another opinion about what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that Rabbi Yossi is not talking about that the person on the outside built the fourth wall, but rather the person on the inside, if he comes along and builds the fourth wall, then of course he has to pay for the whole thing, because then he's showing that he was interested in the wall all along, and all four sides is something that he's benefiting from, and you have to pay for all four sides because of that.